to another episode of Business Partner Partners. I'm your host, Chrissy.
And I'm the sidekick, Ryan.
You would say I am the co-host, Ryan.
You didn't say co-host, you said host.
Shut up. This is what you signed up for today, everyone. We just split a chocolate chip cookie, and Ryan immediately, when I handed him his half, said, "That's not half."
It was less than half.
It was actually more than half.
Opinions.
All that... Yeah, your opinion. All that to say, we have chocolate chip cookies at the shop now that are extremely good.
Really good. Shout out Joy.
Shout out Joy for making chocolate chip cookies,
kitchen,
making
Ryan's
dreams come true. On a side note, Ryan does not believe that dessert that doesn't have chocolate falls in the category of dessert.
It's not dessert. It's just a snack, a side dish.
Okay, so like a lemon cookie is a side dish?
It's not a cookie. Lemon... Ugh, no.
You can't say
lemon cookies. Lemon cookie falls in the category of sad, not dessert.
Sad dish?
No, just sad. Not even a dish, just sad.
Yeah, but sad Ooh. Dish is funny.
Yeah.
Okay. We hit 20 episodes last week, so we're really doing it. We're really in here. How are you feeling about our pod so far, Ryan?
I'm feeling great.
It's been fun. We've met so many people that we would have never met before. And it's been fun really getting to know you over these last 20 episodes.
I was about to make a similar joke, but...
I think we'll... Let's stay together.
Did you want to, like, go to dinner sometime?
I would.
Okay.
We find the babysitter.
So... What are we talking about today?
This episode is going to be a little silly because...
Did you get British?
A little silly. If you've been in a Mountain Goat, you'll see we have table toppers. And I had this idea because I was like... trying to figure out how you market to people that are not on Instagram or TikTok or social media, which I don't know why I said TikTok because we don't even have TikTok, but I think I'm just talking about how.
Because it might get banned.
It might get banned. Which, actually, I want to know, do you think it should get banned?
Well, how do you ban TikTok and not ban the rest of them? Just because it's China?
Yeah. All right, we don't want to get political.
This episode is about politics.
This episode is actually brought to you by Joe Biden. Just kidding. There are so many directions we could go right now, but we're safe space.
Okay.
Okay. Land so we plane. Have, yeah. So I can take as long as I want to land the plane. Thank you. So we have these table toppers that I was like, okay, this is a great way that we can get people to hear about what's going, like upcoming events or sign up for our newsletter so that you can learn about upcoming events. So I got all these little table toppers. They're like 4x6 and printed off some. Like little flyers to put in them. One side says, "Howdy, want to keep up with what's going on?" And then we have a QR code, subscribe to our newsletter. The other side of the table topper says, "Are you working, studying, procrastinating, or having an awkward first date?" Which actually Ryan talked about this number in his last episode. So this is going to be like going into it a little bit more.
My solo episode? I did.
Yeah. And then it says, "Text us and ask anything and we'll get back to you." Example, should I work out or nap this afternoon? And then it gives the number. And then it says text message only. So we thought it would be fun, since we have put up this number, to go through some of the questions people have asked us. Just random people that happen to be a Mountain Goat and just pull up their phone and text. And I'm going to say what they asked, and then I'm going to ask Ryan what he would respond, and then I'm going to say what Ooh. I did respond. So... the first question I received, well, I'm not going to read all of them, obviously.
Yeah.
But the first question I received was, no intro, no nothing. It just says, when will I retire?
Oof.
What would you have responded to that?
When you're dead.
That's really what you would have responded?
When will I retire? What is it, 62?
I said...
59 and a half?
I said, you will retire at 63. And then they said, how old am I now? And I said,
that is a deep question.
I said,
how old am I now?
To I said, a text number. 31. I mean, you know, I just guessed. Then they stopped responding to me. Mm. So it really has to be more of like an opinion thing. So that's an example of one that really was kind of hard.
Yeah. We need more context to help you with that.
Okay. Next one. Should I study or accept the L? So we live, Mountain Goat lives close to, a few universities. We have Furman University, we have Bob Jones University, we have North Greenville University, and we have a lot of college students that come in and will study here. So I ask, so they're probably asking about an exam. So
you
what
take,
would
you take the L?
Yeah. Is that what you said?
No, that's what I'm saying now. What do you mean what I said? I don't
know. What would you say?
Yeah. Take the L. You always take the L. You'll, the L, you will not remember the L in 30 years. You'll remember whatever fun you were going to do instead.
That's not what I said. I said, depends on the subject. Mm. What are you studying?
What was the subject? Did they tell you?
Wellness. And then the
you
emoji.
Study wellness.
Then the melting emoji. You know the melting emoji, yeah. You know? It's like the smiley face that's melting into its side. And yeah. I said after that, because this is something that will help you for all your life, set a timer for the amount you think is reasonable to study, put your head down, and then say, "Welp, I gave it my best," and let the chips fall where they may.
That's pretty good.
Thank you. I feel like this actually leads into another thing I've learned into my adult in my adult life. Setting a timer for a task you don't want to do is in...
Pomodoro.
Is that a word for it?
I just made that up. Yes, that's a word for it. Pomodoro, it's like a specific... it's like where you work for a certain amount of time and then take a break. You
let I've yourself break never heard that in my life. Mm-hmm. So, because I think in my head, like unloading the dishwasher to me, I'm like, oh, that sounds like such a long.
Oh, it's not Pomodoro. It's Pomodoro, but it's the same thing.
That's embarrassing for you. Pomeranian. So I.
It's a dog. 25 minutes and separated by short breaks.
Okay, well, that's fine, but I like the idea of like, even just like choosing your own amount of time. So when I actually time myself to do something, I'm like, that's so much quicker than I thought it was going to be. So for example, if I'm like, I don't even want to get started on running payroll. This has business implications. Like if I would just, what if I set a timer for 10 minutes and do the most I can for it? Most of the time when I start it, I have the motivation to finish it. So it's all about finishing something. So that's why my advice was, if you don't want to study, think about how much you're willing to spend on it. Set a timer and do it. And then just either you're going to keep studying because you feel motivated, or you're just going to be like, whatever, I'll be well later in my life.
Yeah. That's what GNC is for.
GNC. Yeah. Okay. What should I do if I have a crush on someone?
That was the question. That's
this
the
is
whole
a new question.
No context.
No context. I mean, most of these I don't have context.
Yeah. Shoot your shot.
Shoot your shot. That's what you said.
That's what I would say.
Yeah. That's what you say. I said, you've come to the right place.
Oh.
Need more details. Now, to protect the anonymity.
Nope.
Anonymity?
Nope. Try again.
Anonymity?
No, that's worse.
Anonymousness?
Nope, not a word.
Anonymity.
No, are you serious right now? Is your mouth broken?
So, sometimes when you think about words, anonymity.
Nope. Okay, move on.
Just say it.
Huh?
You say it. Actually, yeah, you say it.
Anonymity.
I said that already.
Absolutely
That's
not.
That's one of the ones. To protect the anonymity, did I say it? Of this person, I'm not going to go into detail, but basically she explained to me their relationship. And what it boiled down
Wait,
to...
Wait, you know it's a she?
Yeah. What it boiled down to
did
was...
Did you at the time?
Yeah, as we're texting, we did.
We did?
I knew. As we're texting, I knew. She told me.
Okay.
And at the end, it kind of boiled down to, you're about to graduate. Don't worry about it anyways. It's not worth pursuing. So she and I really worked that out.
So what did she do? What did you... What?
She didn't tell me. I just gave her that advice. I also...
They're married now.
And they're having their rehearsal dinner and wedding at Mountain Goat. That brings up a good sign. We've had an engagement at Mountain Goat. We've had rehearsal dinners at Mountain Goat.
No wedding yet.
But we've never had a wedding at Mountain Goat. So I'm going to throw this out on the podcast. If one of our podcast listeners wants to have their wedding at Mountain Goat and rent the space, we're not going to give you free beer and wine, but we'll let you have the space for free.
And I'll officiate.
Yeah. And Ryan and I will do a course online and we'll officiate together. That's a good deal.
Next.
A wedding at Mountain Goat. Then the reception. I mean, there's so many options here. Okay. This one I didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain organic chemistry in one sentence?
I took organic chemistry. It was hard.
Okay, explain it.
Carbon. I don't know. I would say take the L again.
That wasn't a choice.
I mean, I took organic chemistry in college, and I don't remember any of it. It seems unnecessary. It seems like anything you ever need to organically chemist, you can just Google in life, unless you're going to be a chemist.
Yeah. I said, don't even need a sentence. E equals MC squared. And they responded, physics?
That's physics, yeah.
Anyways, that was not right up my alley, okay? Next question. This one's a tough one, Ryan. What is the Wi-Fi password?
It's GOAT, all caps, G-O-A-T, right?
You got it. That's what I responded. Great. And then I have a text from you. Is Chrissy single? She's hot.
I sent that?
Yeah.
I don't remember doing that.
Through the Google Voice.
Go me. What'd you say?
I said, nah, she's married. I hear he's hot too. Also, I'm going home now to hang with our kids. You should come soon. Okay, here's one. This isn't a question. Well, it's put as a question, but it's a statement. He's a 10, but he wears a fanny pack? Question mark.
Ooh. I don't see how that affects it. Two things.
What would you respond? Yeah.
Okay, my response would be two things. That doesn't affect anything. Second thing is fanny packs are in right now. Okay, I guess it depends on how he wears it. Does he wear it like...
Crossbody?
Crossbody, that's like the thing. Does he wear it like true upfront fanny pack? Because like some people can pull that off. What I don't think there is any way you can pull off any longer is like the cool 90s where you wore it backwards.
Like it was actually a fanny pack.
Yeah.
So there's so many options. So it's crossbody with a pack on the front. Crossbody with a pack on the back. Fanny pack just around your waist with the pack in the front. And then fanny pack with the actual pack at the fanny part.
I don't think there's any universe where I can pull off a fanny pack.
There's definitely not. So the way that all the moms wear the Lululemon one is crossbody.
Front or back?
With pack in the front.
You say cool moms? Just moms. Hot moms?
Cool moms.
Cool moms.
Some hot.
So what'd you say?
I said, oh, that is definitely not a deal breaker.
Oh, good.
And then
he might just be really organized.
Yeah.
Or maybe he has diabetes.
Yeah.
He's carrying supplies.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's drugs.
Yeah.
Like drugs.
Definitely not.
Definitely not. What else would you carry your drugs in?
Don't ruin this innocent podcast right now. And then he or she responded, but what rating score then? And I said.
Then he's still a 10.
I said 9.
From a fanny pack, you lose a whole point.
Yeah, I think it says some interesting things about like trends and like what you're willing to do. Like,
or maybe that you're confident and you don't care.
If you came in a fanny pack, you would drop a few points, Ryan.
A few? So this 10 guy loses a whole point. I lose a few?
Because your personality is not a fanny pack personality.
Well, you don't know what's in the fanny pack.
What's in it? What is in your fanny pack?
This is a question. This is a question someone should text in. He's a 10, but he has a fanny pack. Is there a universe where there's something in that fanny pack that makes him 11? Uh-huh. Now you're interested, right?
Do you have an idea of what that could be?
What could be in the fanny pack? I mean, if you're into drugs, like a drug-filled fanny pack would be cool.
No.
If you're not into drugs,
Maybe like a business card with his name and phone number on
that's
it?
That's not cool.
Yeah,
that's...
Shout out to Dane, your college roommate.
Shout out to Dane Arnholt.
He definitely doesn't listen to this.
That's a good, I'll have to think on that. But there's certainly something you could have in there that like, if you pulled out, could take you to the next level.
I would challenge anyone to figure out something that you could pull out that would make you better.
I gotta think on that. But I think it's a possibility. Also, I think dropping someone a whole point for a fanny pack is absurd.
Well, that's your opinion. All right, next question. What kind of waffle should I order?
Savory.
I mean, that's not a waffle.
Well, it depends on when they sent this and what we had on the menu. Right now, the mountain griddle.
Okay.
Or the Italian ashtray.
I said sweet or savory, well, my response was. And they said sweet, and I said cookie butter.
Ooh, no.
And they responded, great idea. Don't say, people love cookie butter.
You just burped in the microphone.
That was an accident. It's because I ate that good chocolate chip cookie. Will you cut that out?
You ate more than half of it.
We cut that out.
We'll see.
Someone said, what Christmas movie should I watch with kids? What would you respond?
With how old are the kids?
They didn't say, but I gave three responses.
Okay, if the kids are old enough, I mean, you watch the best movie. Not the best Christmas movie, the best movie, which is Christmas Vacation.
How old do kids have to be to watch Christmas Vacation? That's a great question. When are you going to let Bert watch Christmas Vacation?
He's seen most of it.
No, he has not.
He watched it with me and Mac, my dad.
No.
Okay, if the kids are younger...
There's like a girl undressing in that movie.
She doesn't... They don't show anything. Anyway.
I'm against this.
The language is probably more than...
It's terrible. That.
It's a great movie. The other there's two other answers, dependent upon age, and they are Home Alone and Elf.
Okay, so I said Elf, Home Alone, The Santa Claus, last but not least, The Grinch.
The Grinch is good, but I mean, in order, it's Christmas Vacation, Home Alone, Elf. Those are the top three.
Okay, I'm really apprehensive to tell the next question because I don't want to go down this path again with you because it entertained you way too long.
I'll be brief.
Okay.
This is my favorite one, I think.
All right. This is the text I got. How many fingers would you cut off if you got $10,000 for the first one and every subsequent finger following the first multiplies your money by 10? Number two, 100,000. Number three, 1 million. And don't give me this my fingers are priceless malarkey. So
now that is the truth. No one needs 10 fingers for that kind of money. So the answer is 5. Assuming you get to pick. If that's the case, you have, I love you on one hand, right? So you keep that thumb and pointer. And then on the other hand, you just have a claw. You got a thumb and a pointer. A thumb and a pointer. And you can do most of what you need to do. And you have $100 million. So if there's something you find you can't do, you have plenty of friends now to help you out. Or just pay someone to help you. Five is the answer. $10 million is like a lot of money, but not enough to lose fingers, but $100 million is. But a billion. No, it's have to give you two more for a billion.
I couldn't be less interested in this conversation, but for some reason, Ryan and his friends have talked about it for hours.
Well, everyone's got a different opinion. Some people value their fingers inordinately too.
Yeah, I said.
Like some people have said none.
I said none. That was my response.
That's false.
Okay, next question. I'm tired of this already.
We should connect them with the person who wants to retire because there is some synergy there.
Next question. What should my New Year's resolution be?
Ooh. I don't know. You got to know about this person though.
I know, but you don't.
Wellness.
No, that's not the same person.
Some type of consistent behavioral change based on something that you want to do.
Okay.
Run 3 times a week, read every day, wake up early, eat better, but pick a tangible amount of days a week and do that.
Oh, I said, mail birthday cards to your best friends that don't live near you.
That's good.
Thank you. I thought that was good too. Everybody loves a card.
I wouldn't know what to do if one of my distant friends just sent me a birthday card.
All of Ryan's distant friends out there, listen up.
I hate birthdays. All right. That was a good answer.
I like that one. How would you describe the smell, this is a new person, of freshly fallen snow?
Isn't that a Gilmore Girls reference?
Yeah, but I want to know what you said. What would you say? The smell
of freshly fallen snow? It smells quiet. I feel like snow is quiet.
Mm. I said this is too hard. Next question.
It has a smell. I don't know how to describe it. I think isn't that a Gilmore Girls thing though?
Yeah. I smell snow. That's like the phrase.
Oh, okay. It smells like snow.
Yeah. I agree. Next question. Or comment? Oh. My date is so awkward right now.
Oh man. So, if someone had texted me that, I would have said, send me your number and I'll call you with an emergency.
You really would have done that?
If they needed to get out, yeah.
I am so against lying. Okay, we need to talk about that. What's the rule?
They wouldn't have been lying. I would have called with an emergency.
But you didn't have an emergency.
I could have.
It kind of feels like, I think in 2024 you can't lie about that anymore. Honesty is the best policy. I think you just need to say, I'm done with this date.
Like, what's that show? It's the show where they're like...
Oh, and remember, what is it in How I Met Your Mother? It's a lemon law where you like go on a first date and if when the first 5 minutes you realize it's not going to work, you can say lemon law and just say, this is over. It's something like Barney Stinson tried to make work, but
that's
it was just
policy, though.
It's insanely offensive.
Yeah, that's tough because that's like pretty harsh for someone, but also like if it's not going to happen, it's not going to happen. But do you think this is the guy wearing the fanny pack?
Ooh, great question. What if this is just all one person that just has like tons of different numbers? All right, next question. Should I work out or nap this afternoon?
Ooh, man.
I'm going to be shocked if you and I ever have the same answer.
Yeah. In my old age, I like to nap, but if you're thinking that, you always feel better after exercising. Oh, well, okay. Depends on what they want to work out. If they want to go to like the gym, then go take a nap. If you want to run or like ride a bike, go do that. If they're just picking up heavy things, go take a nap. The heavy things aren't going anywhere.
My response was 30-minute workout, 30-minute nap.
Mm, that's called balance.
Yeah, I'm all about the time blocks, apparently.
I can tell.
But the big question is, to me, if I try to do that and I start with the 30-minute nap, usually I feel too tired to then get up and do the workout.
You can't start with the nap.
But if you start with the workout, usually that energizes you enough to not have to take the nap.
No, I love a nap after on the floor.
Well, you and I are different people.
What?
So, but honestly, that solved your problem still of like you had already decided, like maybe that's getting you through is thinking about that future nap.
Yeah. Sometimes you need a carrot on a stick.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
These are good questions. I didn't realize you got so many.
Oh yeah. This next one's good. Should me and my fiance have a kid?
Is this the same people from the date?
No, this is different.
Oh.
Yeah, it's all one
this
person.
This is all progressive.
Should me and my fiance, who's wearing a fanny pack, have a kid?
Who the date started off poorly, but now
we're engaged. It's going well.
Should they have a kid? No, not yet. Wait for a while.
You have no idea.
I mean,
that's the hard thing about getting
fiance
these texts,
though. Like they're not married.
No context.
Being married is like difficult. Not in a bad way, but it is hard. So I'd like practice being married first.
Yeah.
Because having kids is so fun and so hard.
This is my response. This is way above my pay grade.
Get a puppy. Get a puppy.
Yeah, I basically said I can't answer this. Too hard. All right. This is another person, different person. Mm. Music recommendations and or best advice for life. Go for
That's
it,
the question?
Yep.
Music recommendations and or just best advice for life.
Yep.
My best advice for life is rent forever, never get a dog.
You've done both of those things opposite.
Yeah. So I'm equipped to speak to those.
People are going to hate you for saying never get a dog. You need to expand upon that. You're going to get blacklisted.
Rent forever is because you have ultimate flexibility. Once you buy a house, especially with you're just tied to that place, but you rent forever. There's like this notion that you're throwing your money away if you rent. That's not true. You're not built. Okay. So the example I always give is if you buy a house and your mortgage is $1,000 a month, that's not true, but like just round it off to that. You're only building like $100 to $200 of equity a month, right?
Yeah.
Because like the rest of it's interest. And then as soon as your air conditioning breaks, you have to pay for it. So there is no more equity. You spend $10,000 on an AC unit. Renting, you pay $1,000, it only costs $1,000. So rent forever until you really want to buy a house. And then never get a dog. This was my advice when I had a lot of interns and everyone always wanted a dog. And dog is like similar to a house. Like you're kind of tied down. Like every time you want to do something, you gotta go let the dog out. Every time you want to go do something, dog pooped. Dog
but what peed. If people are like, a dog enriches my life so much?
Then you have to run up against never get a dog enough to where you really need to get a dog.
Okay.
Music recommendations.
And you literally know nothing about this person except for their phone number.
Yeah. What's the area code?
864.
It is an 864.
That affects your...
It does a little bit. I've been digging Charlie Crockett lately, who we found out recently is actually related to Davy Crockett.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd have said that.
Someone obscure and cool.
I don't know how obscure he is.
Music, Black Eyed Peas.
What? Did they text you this recently or in 2003?
No, don't mess with my...
That's really what you sent?
Yeah. And then I said...
Did they respond?
Yeah, but with a different... And I said, life advice. If you ever... This is actually good. If you ever think something nice about someone, whether you know them or not, say it out loud to them.
Wow, these are deeper responses than I would figure you would give to people.
That's why people need to... I mean, I'm basically Dear Abby of Mountain Goat. But also, nobody knows it's me. So if you're listening to the podcast... Well, now they do. Yeah, all of our listeners now know that I'm the responder. Just keep it on the down low.
That's only 10,000 people a week. So that's not that many people. I'm just kidding.
And then... And then they didn't respond to me. I guess the Black Eyed Peas threw them off. And the next time they texted me, it says, "Do you guys take reservations for your library room?" So we have a side lounge that, And I said, "We definitely can. We've roped it off for a private party for a small rental fee."
That's cool.
All right. This is a random question, but you need to know it's a weekend night that I got this text.
A weekend night. So We're not even open. Someone has recorded.
Saved. Oh, yeah. People text me that have saved it. They text me after hours.
See, that seems like...
I'm Dear Abby.
Yeah, but it's like... I mean, the thing says, like, if you're here and you have a question, but, like, people are, like, taking that of, like, oh, I don't need help now.
I got a magic 8-ball in my pocket.
If I need help. All right. So, Saturday night.
Should I have pizza or sushi for dinner tonight?
Oh, well, I mean, I would
want... What would you respond?
I would want to know where
the
pizza's from.
You can't.
I can ask them. I mean, I think the answer depends on the pizza. Depends on pizza.
Okay.
Mostly, I would say pizza, unless they're like, I mean, talking about like Domino's or like a real sushi restaurant. But like, good pizza is better than good sushi.
Good pizza is better than good sushi.
All sushi tastes the same. Never have I ever been to a sushi rant and been like, whoa, life-changing.
Did you say sushi rant?
Sushi restaurant.
You said sushi rant.
Anonymity.
Okay, my response was pizza.
Yeah, always.
Sushi if it was a weeknight. Pizza feels more like weekend. Sushi feels to me like I'm going to get sushi on a Wednesday. Right?
That is the most nonsensical thing that you've said in this whole thing.
All right, I'm ready.
Did they respond? Did they say anything?
No, nothing.
So no one. This is pretty unsatisfying to me that you like bare your soul and then you just get ghosted.
That's not baring my soul.
Okay.
I live for responding to these people. Any life advice for 2 20-year-olds?
Ooh, wow. This is a good question because there's no context there. Like, yeah. Is this 2 friends?
Nope, just 2 20-year-olds.
I know, but I'm saying like, are they friends? Are they like dating? Are they friend zoning? Are they, you know? 2 20-year-olds, my advice would just be to travel.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's like such a boring piece of travel.
Give me more context than we're 2 20-year-olds. And
that's
I'll
all
give
I
you,
got.
I know, but I'm telling you.
Give me a more interesting response than travel.
Just what's advice?
Any life advice for 2 20-year-olds.
That's just so open-ended. I don't even know where to start. I don't know.
Ryan is clearly not Dear Abby. I am.
I'm stumped.
I said number one.
I mean, I could. I don't want to just sit here and like silent on the podcast.
Number one, don't focus on dating. Focus on friends.
Ooh, that's good.
Number two, try things that make you uncomfortable. Number three.
Like stretching?
Yeah. Number three, learn how to cook and host parties.
Oh, that's, you just took that from Beth, from the Beth podcast. She talks about cooking to make people be her friends.
I mean, that's Beth's definitely her stance, but also I think learning how to cook for groups or even just learning how to host parties and like not be fully stressed out. I feel like that's something I've learned later in life is like, we'll just invite people over because we're happy to be a place that no matter at our house, that no matter what it looks like.
Or because there's a NASCAR race on.
We're fine to just host people.
Man, that's a tough question. See, on the podcast, I don't have time to like sit and ruminate on it. But like when someone texts you, text is good.
I know. I have time to think about it. This question is from a different person. Should I get back with my ex?
No.
There's a lot of people that are married that got back with their ex.
They're the exception, not the rule.
Well,
your ex is your ex for a reason. That guy's probably a loser.
You don't. That's really rude to say. You don't know if it's a girl or a boy.
I know.
I said, do you want to? But also, why'd you break up?
Mm.
And I got ghosted.
Mm. They knew the answer before they asked.
Yeah. I think just typing it out gave them.
That's good. It's kind of like, it's kind of like just like screaming into the void, you know, like you like get it out.
Yeah. All right. This one. Hello, Mountain Goat. Can I request spicy ranch water?
Oh, that's probably from, that's probably from Lee or John.
But actually, this is a good one because.
People should text us and request things.
I'm happy to get requests for like different beers you want us to carry or wine or ideas for coffee drinks or waffle toppings.
I also love that they call you Mountain Goat.
Hey Mountain Goat.
Like it's like the entity answering is Mountain Goat.
Yeah, definitely. This one, I'm going to end with this one because I feel like this is a good one. Hey there, should I tell this totally hot pilot from my gym to just take me on a date already? What would you say?
Yeah.
Yeah. I said, yes, or just straight up ask him or her out. Being with a pilot has great long-term benefits, like lots of free travel.
This is like you're like writing an essay.
Yeah. A lot of people too, I didn't read these. A lot of people will say, is this AI? Most people assume Alan that Iverson? This is just, I'm unsubscribed. A lot of people just assume that it's AI.
It's like a chat
bot. It's a chat bot.
What do you respond? Do you say yes?
I can't remember what I've said, but.
You should say something about like, my human overlords won't allow me to answer that question.
I'm trying to think of where, like, the times I've said what I have said.
I mean, you definitely tell the person that because, like, A, being married to a pilot or being with a pilot's awesome. And, that's the whole thing.
Yeah.
You get to travel. Buddy passes.
You know, my original plan was to marry a pilot.
Yeah, but instead you got me.
I got a nonprofit starter.
Nonprofit starter. Software somethinger.
But I will say, I'm glad that you're not a pilot because we get to sit with each other on the plane. If you're just piloting,
It's true.
I wouldn't be able to sit with you.
I'd be sitting up front.
Because we must hold hands the entire flight.
No, we must not.
This is actually a good topic of conversation. Like, do you chat with your significant other when you're flying together or do you just both zone out? Like, I've seen people, you know how some people.
If you're the pilot?
No. Couples traveling together.
Oh.
I've seen some couples, you know, that you like pick the movie you're going to watch together and then you start it on 1, 2, 3. Mm. So you're like experiencing it at the same time. Ryan and I we're on fully different wavelengths.
Yeah.
Do you wish it was different?
No. I'm just glad we made it through security 2 hours early because you have travel anxiety.
I'm so glad you appreciate that.
And yeah.
And what?
And just how I feel like your bag gets searched a lot.
Okay. Our most recent trip, your bag
Our
got,
most recent
your
trip.
Bag got searched. Never. Anyways, so the moral is you should ask the hot pilot out.
Yeah. Or you should tell him to ask you out.
Or her. I don't know if it was a him or her.
But yeah, if it's a him, you tell him he needs to, because you're probably right, whoever you are out there. He should ask you out. And he's probably just waiting for also, yeah, like this we're getting really into this now, but like as a guy, I know a lot of guys feel different about this, but like in the world we live in, it can be a little creepy potentially to like places like the gym can be a weird place to do that. So he might just need some permission.
Yeah. Well, good thing you don't have to do that.
I'm not asking out any pilots.
This may be a regular episode if y'all like it, of following up with
you seem so confident
with texts that we've gotten. But I think this actually just kind of shows how much we love knowing our customers, and the fact that people can sit down and just text us is like so fun to me.
The thing that you didn't mention is that there are definitely people that know it's you and just like communicate with you. Like Daniel Harper just like communicates with you through that number.
Yeah, he literally just texted the number and said, hey,
You can't put that on here?
Why?
Oh. I got to bleep that out.
You
now.
Do have to bleep it out. I'm sorry. He also tells me that through this text, I can only call him Cosmo.
It's good. I like having an alter ego do a different phone number. Yeah.
Well.
Different alias.
Yeah. You can be like a different person. Anyways, this is just kind of fun for us to just see how we don't line up with how we would respond.
This is funny too. This is fun too because like so many people, like people are shocked that people actually text that number. Like people ask me all the time. They're like, "Who answers this?" Or like, "Do people actually text this?" Or like, "Do y'all actually answer?"
You'll never know.
They will know. We just told them everything.
People don't listen to this podcast, Ryan.
Hey, mom.
Hey, Gigi. And with that, we will sign off for the day. Thanks for listening to this chaotic episode of Business Partner Partners.
If you're a pilot, ask out that girl at the gym.
Woo!